Radio.
A new hospital for West Hertfordshire, serving Watford, Hemel and St Albans, is potentially back on the table. The Conservative MP for Hemel Hempstead, Sir Mike Pennin, says West Hart's NHS Trust has been told it can bid for an extra £190 million on top of the £400 million already promised by the government. The news comes as Boris Johnson is expected to announce today that billions of pounds will be spent on schools, hospitals and transport schemes to help the economy recover from coronavirus. Mike Pennin says there are four potential sites, which means it could serve anyone in West Hart.
Harlow's getting a new hospital on a new site for £600 million. So we know it can be done. There was a new hospital built in Birmingham for over £450 million. So it's always been the case that we felt in the hospital action group have all come together on this to say, look, we can do this. We're not taking anything away from anybody else, but we can have a 21st century hospital in West Hertfordshire that looks after everybody. And now it appears the money's on the table. Then there are four sites that they've got. There are sites that are owned by us, the taxpayer, and there are sites that are owned by developers as well. I don't really mind where in the triangle in this part of West Hertfordshire it is, but it has to look after the growing, and it's a very growing community.
West Hart's Hospital Trust do say, however, that the extra funding is not guaranteed. In a moment, we'll speak to the Mayor of Watford, Peter Taylor, who supports the regeneration of Watford Hospital rather than a new one. But first, let's speak to Steve Day from the Harts Valley Hospital Group, which is campaigning for a new hospital. Good morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm fine and dandy. Well, this all sounds quite promising, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So since we spoke last, probably 8 or 9 months ago, things have moved on big time. We've identified three issues that we had back then: is inadequate funding, securing a suitable site, and achieving consensus among stakeholders. And since then, we've worked on each of those together with our fellow groups to knock them down. So we really welcome the government's £190 million on top of the £400 we've already got.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that extra £190 million then.
So it was announced last week on a stakeholder reference group that we're on that the government had told the trust there could be an additional £190 million, provided it's used on a new build. But the previous plan put out by the trust was a refurbishment of a lot of the estate and some new build. But the government's announcement last October was kind of saying, you need to spend this money on new buildings, not just refurbishing old stuff. So it's a positive move, and it kind of makes the trust revisit the things that have been done already. And we're supporting them to do that because we've got a site already lined up.
The other big difference between, 8 months ago and now is, of course, a new government, which will announce this big investment in buildings. Do you think that's why things have changed?
I think there's lots of factors that have all come together and the stars have aligned. So unfortunately, COVID was a big wake up for everybody, and the trust had their own particular issues, which we don't want to dwell on, but they did a marvellous job to deal with the situation. So, coming off the back of that, the Prime Minister has said that he's going to make sure that the right investment is there, and we're taking it as a positive move.
You talked there, Steve, about sites that could be potentially built on. What sites are we looking at?
So there's four sites that have just been announced that the trust are reviewing, and three of them have already been looked at before. So there's one in Kings Langley, there's one in St Albans district, there's the rail freight terminal, and there's also one in Hemel Hempstead. So the trust have got the Royal Free Hospital estate team reviewing those as we speak.
Okay, but the trust says that this money isn't promised, so I suppose they're warning people, to not count your chickens, which is fair, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the process, irrespective of whether the government says you might get some money, the process is that they have to follow a strategic outline case, which they've done. They then have to revisit things in more detail for an outline business case, which is what they're doing at the moment. If they do that work diligently and come to the objective conclusion that this is the right solution, then we're hoping that it turns out to be a new site that's accessible by everybody in Watford, Hemel and St Albans. And it removes all of the issues around You know, how do we squeeze a hospital next to a football stadium, a football stadium that wants to move to Bushy, but the Bushy residents are pushing back, saying no. And in fact, this weekend there was a poll on the on Twitter to do with moving to Bushy, and most people were supporting Watford staying at Vicarage Road. So it could help Watford Football Club expand, and could help the hospital get a new site in advance of any future epidemics, pandemics, etc.
Well, Steve, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed. Listening to that is the Liberal Democrat Mayor for Watford, Peter Taylor. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Andy.
So, Mike and campaigners believe a new site would be easier and quicker than any attempt to renovate Watford. Why are you so against a new site?
Well, first of all, I'd say that the hospital are looking at a new site. They said that they will, you know, review that. As Stephen just said, it will be looked at by the team from the Royal Free. But it's been looked at many, many times, and every time it's been looked at, the conclusion's been the same. The conclusion has been the best scheme, the most oven-ready scheme, the way we can get on with it the quickest is to invest in our existing sites in West Hertfordshire. So I'm happy for the NHS to look at it again. They've looked at it many times. I think for most of us, what we actually want to see is investment, hundreds of millions of pounds, to improve the facilities for all residents in West Hertfordshire. It's surely what we need. The patients need it, the staff and the volunteers at our hospital need better facilities. And I want people to get on with that.
But the difference here is they potentially have more money this time. So that changes the way you look at things, doesn't it?
Well, the first thing is it's potential. So the government haven't publicly committed to any additional money at all. But the second thing is actually what the government have said is they want oven-ready schemes. They want to be able to invest quickly. They want to see the improvements happen in a matter of months and years, not decades. And so the new campaign, the campaign team that's saying we should go somewhere else, they haven't identified a site. They said there's four potential sites. There's no planning permission. There's no plan. There's no business case. So I don't think any of those other schemes are oven ready. What we have at Watford General is an oven ready scheme, and that's what the government are looking for.
Yeah, but potentially long term. Our patch is growing. More and more people are coming to this part of the world. Watford is pretty busy as it is at the moment. A newer hospital would mean more beds. So in the long term, a better option.
West Hertfordshire is growing, including Watford. Watford's got the busiest station in the whole of Hertfordshire, at Watford Junction. We've got tube stations, we've got transport links, we've got a site already with the space available to expand and to improve. And as I said before, what the government are looking for are oven-ready schemes, and I think we've got an oven-ready scheme. I think it's in the interest of everyone in West Hertfordshire to actually see a multi-million pound investment in, much improved hospital facilities for everybody.
Peter, just before I let you go, on a slightly different topic, but with Intu going into administration, are you worried about the town centre and what are you doing to help them?
Yes, so Watford Council is the freeholder of our shopping centre. The main thing to reassure everyone is that the shopping centre is staying open. It's very profitable. The team have done a brilliant job as it's reopened over the last few weeks, and we're confident that it's got a good future. As I say, we've got now a cinema, a bowling alley, climbing wall. It's been doing really well. There's been national problems with Intu with all 17 of their shopping centres, but we're confident that Intu Watford, or whatever it's called in the future, might go back to the Harlequin, has got a successful future.
Peter, appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed. Peter Taylor, the Lib Dem Mayor for Watford. We have a statement from the NHS. What does it say, please, Ben?
We do. It's rather long. And a lot of what they've said has already been covered here. But they essentially say that they've received the formal approval from NHS England to progress their redevelopment outline business case. Regulators have confirmed that an option with much more new build at Watford General Hospital, including replacing rather than refurbishing the main clinical block, could be considered. That would cost approximately £590 million. However, there is no guarantee at this stage that this funding is available. News was announced at the stakeholder reference group meetings, which were held online, and they just go into some of the details around the background of it. But the main thing is that they essentially say this money isn't guaranteed.
Ben, thank you very much indeed. A little bit late, but let's find out what's happening out there on the roads and the trains. Danny Boy, what have you got for me?
Just be aware on public transport, there is no